now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, everyone. Hello, hello. Welcome. I hope you've been having a pleasant week so far. It is Wednesday, March 18th, in the middle of the month right now. It's in home stretch here for anyone who's still in school. So, you know, soldier on through. It'll all be over soon. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm Steve Zhang. Thank you all for tuning in to this week's Asian Wave 101. Another great day for some great Asian music, and I'm here to provide that for you. So before I go any further, though, once again, I'd like to thank all of those who donated to our station during the annual fund drive 2 weeks ago. This was the first time that Asian Wave 101 has participated in a fund drive, and I'm happy to update you on the amount raised by this show, that Asian Wave 101 has raised $200, which is slightly more than my initial count. Now, granted, it doesn't seem like a whole lot, but for a show that's still relatively new to the station, and to hit that amount, that's pretty good, actually. So thank you all so much again for supporting this station, supporting this amazing community that we have going on here. Thank you again from me, Asian Wave 101, and here at the station as well. But we're going to jump right into the show right now, and to start us off, I have the very talented Junsu, member of JYJ, and one of the former members of Dongbang Shinki. We had a Kim Chae-jung song last week, so this week, what better than hearing Junsu's latest release? So the song is called Flower, and it features a rap verse from Tablo of hip-hop group Epic High. And the song was released on his latest studio album, also titled Flower. And this track is actually really quite interesting. It's not the typical style of both of either JYJ or K-pop. And it's very orchestral sound heavy. And it's just some bassier, trance-ish drums providing the beat. And the way it's arranged, the only way I can explain it is that you could most definitely hear something like this in one of those epic historical war films. JYJ have actually really carved their own lanes. Each of the individual members have really carved their own lanes out in the entertainment industry. You have Chae-jung, who is a very successful actor and also a very good rock artist now. And you have Junsu, who's become more of this amazing, artsy, really amazing solo artist who's got this amazing track list set up. And then you have member Yuchan, who is now simply a A-list actor. And this will be actually really interesting to hear. So that's coming up next. We have Junsu with Flower. Stick around.
Take my hand. You know I'm here with you. Say my name. 'Cause lies can't kill the truth.
들어가고 있어 거짓 안에 숨겨왔던 진실들을 숨을 죽이고 있어 작은 입술 위에 깨진 많은 꿈들
Nobody can help me
썩어버린 기억 저편 위에 나를 꺼내줘
Looks like love is pain
꺾인 날개처럼 날 구속하는 수많은 그 상처 파고드는 슬픈 가시 같아
Take my hand, take my hand.
드디어
또다시 세간의 화제가 된 넌 죄가 되고 다 살점하는 내가 내 Your life, your soul, your world they cannot kill it 날 봐 죽고 다시 눈 떠 I killed it 날 삼켰던 어둠 이제 내가 너를 삼키네 폭풍의 눈을 찔러 뿌리 깊은 꽃은 피네 이게 질레 다 끝난 것 같지 그가 널 덮친 세상에 문 하나 없지 누구나 다 겹지 I tell you it's okay 작은 빛이 나도 어둠이 삼키지는 못해
That was Xia Junsu with Flower, an amazing song. Very epic feeling, as I said before. You could definitely hear this song as part of the soundtrack for one of those epic movies. And it's his new single. Once again, it's called Flower. And a bit of an explanation of his name, though, because I called him Xia just now. And actually, what it means is that it's actually the short form of Asia. And when he picked that name, he picked it because he wanted it to kind of reflect his wish of becoming a singer, not just known in Korea, but all across Asia as well. So I've heard a lot of people call him Xia, which I did just now. But in actuality, it really should be called Xia. So he's actually Xia Junsu. Which I guess you could say is not quite as catchy, but there you have it. It's a cool track, and it's kind of reflecting this idea of just how even a glimmer of hope in the darkness, even one small light can kind of pierce through the darkness and just be the shining beacon for people to rally around. It's an interesting take, definitely not something you would hear in the average Korean pop song. And if you watch the music video for this as well, you can definitely see that it's very, very artsy, little strange too, but that, again, is his niche, the niche that he created for himself in South Korea. Next up, I have a very talented singer from Hong Kong. Jem is here once again, and today I have a song in Cantonese from her. The song is called 喜欢你, which means I like you. Now, I said that in Mandarin because if I were to say it in Cantonese, it would actually sound something more like hey, fune. I don't know, because my Cantonese isn't great, and because of that, I didn't quite get the meaning of this song. But considering that it is a ballad, it's a ballady track, it's still technically under the broader umbrella of Chinese pop, you could probably guess what it's about. Hee hee ha ha, you know, I got jokes. And it was released not too long ago, it's new-ish, just a single release track, and I really am at a complete loss as to what she's saying, because my Cantonese is horrible, but I gotta show some love for Candle Pop. I haven't played one of these songs in a very, very long time. It's still under the broader umbrella of Chinese pop culture, and here, you know, at Asian Wave 101, that's what I'm all about. It's just spreading the love of these East Asian pop culture industries, I guess you could say. So, you know, we gotta show some love to the Cantonese side of things, and that's coming up next, Jem with I Like You. That was Jem with her latest Cantonese single called I Like You. A lot of it was lost on me, but she is a very expressive singer, very good at bringing out the emotions of a song. It's a good one. I suppose that listening to just her voice and the pleasant melody is enough when you don't understand the key portions, being the lyrics. Moving on, though. I've been talking a lot lately about Wang Leehong and how and about his long-awaited return to the music industry, but I've been neglecting another Mandopop king. Now, Jay Chou, here it is. Jay Chou released a new album in late 2014 called Ayo Butsuoma, which means, if you translate it quite literally, Ayo, not bad. The song I have today is off that album, and it's called Suan Shenme Nanren, which means essentially, what kind of man are you? It's a little more melancholy. It's a melancholy song, and it's essentially him calling out another dude. And he says to him, what kind of man are you, letting the one you love go so easily, stepping aside with no second thoughts, not realizing that she's waiting for you to pull her back? And he actually sings this from two perspectives, lower pitch for kind of the essentially for the man who is in this position, he's the one who is letting this person go. And then in a bit of a higher pitch as the one who is watching it all happen, he's the third party in this one. And it's in typical Jay Chou style, plenty of R&B and other Western influences, and it's a cool track. Definitely, he's definitely back, and it definitely back in form too, and it'll be cool to hear the rest of the album. This is the song that I've checked out so far. I'll need to catch up on the entire album sooner or later. But for now, let's just check this one out first. Jay Chou, What Kind of Man Are You? On Asian Wave 101.
模糊，还是更清楚。 总觉不闻不问，是有多天真，就别再认真，期待你挽回，你却空手让人。你算什么男人，算什么男人，还爱着他却不敢叫他再等，没差你再继续等分，他会遇到更好的男人。你算什么男人，算什么男人，眼睁睁看他走却不闻不问，是有多天真，就别再隐忍，期待你挽回却拱手让人。你算什么男人，算什么男人，还爱着她却不敢叫她再等，没差你再继续等分，她会遇到更好的男人。
Bonjour, mon nom est Laurence Gatinel and I'm here in Vancouver, BC. Over the next few days, myself, as well as other colleagues from around the province, will be shining the spotlight on the West Coast francophone and francophile community. This is our very own way to celebrate les rendez-vous de la francophonie. Saviez-vous que la première presse d'imprimerie de Colombie-Britannique avait été importée de France par un évêque québécois?
The year 1858 saw the creation of three newspapers in British Columbia. The first French-language one, La Courrier de la Nouvelle-Calédonie, was founded on September 18. Why the name, you ask? Well, many employees of the Hudson's Bay Company established on the Pacific coast were Scots from the area above the river estuaries Clyde and Forth, called Caledonia. The first bishop of Vancouver was the Quebecois Modeste Demers. In 1856, he received a printing press, gift of the Society for the Propagation of the Gospel, in Paris. Bishop Demers intended to use it to print religious tracts and educational materials, but its role expanded well beyond its original purpose. The Courrier de la Nouvelle-Calédonie was published by Paul de Garo, a French count, émigré from San Francisco, who had fled Paris in 1851. Many of the Fraser River miners and prospectors, and some of the new residents of Victoria at this time, were also French émigrés from California, so there were some potential readers. Le Courrier was a tri-weekly, and only 9 issues are known to have been printed. Some say it's because there wasn't enough interest to sustain a French-language publication. Others say Paul de Garo's freedom of speech and political agenda didn't particularly please Bishop Demers. The press is now retired at the Royal BC Museum in Victoria. The Demers printing press was only one of the many contributions of the Francophones to BC's history.
And you can learn more by contacting the Société Historique Francophone de la Colombie-Britannique. Join us for Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, March 6th to 22nd. For more information, visit rvf.ca.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
We are back here on Asian Wave 101. Thank you for sticking around, everyone. And right before the break, we heard Jay Chow with 你算什么男人, or What Kind of Man Are You? It's a very interesting track, very sentimental sound, declaring his love for a person, a song that, for all the white knights in shining armor out there, I guess you could say, always running to the aid of girls that they like, but never give them the time of day. Nah, actually, it is what it is, but that one was just a bad joke. But I can safely say that Jay won't need to sing songs like this for, actually, Not at all anymore, considering that he is now a married man. So congratulations to him and his new wife, of course. And hopefully, once he's sorted things out in his family life, he can get back to making good music for the rest of us to enjoy. Anyway, best of luck to you, Jay, even though you'll never listen to this. You'll probably never listen to this, but all the best. And seriously, more music, please. Anyway, moving on, though, I have a song from the Korean girl group known as After School. The song is called Flashback, which was released on an EP of the same name. The song is actually highly EDM influenced. A lot more electronic sounds are mixed into this track, and this was released in 2012, so this is a bit of a throwback. It was released around the time of when original member Kahi graduated from the group, and this was also the first single where the new member Kaun officially debuted with the group. And it's a very fun song, very catchy. Trust me when I say that EDM listeners are definitely going to love this one. It's very heavy with that type of sound. And this is something that I could hear at the club, actually. This is definitely fist bump music. The idea behind the song is kind of it's kind of like reflecting on a love that happened in the past, how they are now so deeply hurt, scarred, and about to go crazy that they just want to turn it back to a time in the past when the love was still there and to a time when it essentially still made sense to them. So let's check it out now, After School with Flashback.
Flashback. I love the automatic, touch on the system.
Okay, that was After School with Flashback. Very good EDM song. Something for the club. Something that you can just spend an entire night just fist bumping to yourself to. If you're into doing that type of thing. But it is an interesting track, but it is kind of disappointing to see that a group like After School, which actually has a very strong lineup for a very long time, they had a very good lineup, and then just constantly changing these members. And even just a little while ago, more members, quote-unquote, graduated. They say graduated rather than leave, because these people are actually still signed with the label, just no longer active as a member of the group. So they're still going through some changes now. In fact, I don't even remember the last time that they released a single. I think it was maybe 2 years ago. So hopefully they come out with something in the very near future, because I'm eager to hear more from After School. Moving on, though, it is that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest headlines coming out of the Asian entertainment world with Asian Entertainment News. And the first story that I have today is coming from China, because it's announced that former member of Korean boy band EXO, Lu Han, will be making his debut in a Hollywood film. So the former EXO member is slated to make his Hollywood debut as a part of Legendary Pictures' Chinese venture, Legendary East. This production company revealed the full cast for its upcoming film, The Great Wall, which includes big names such as Matt Damon and Andy Lau, and now Lu Han from XO, or formerly of XO. So this movie was actually announced back in 2011. It was conceptualized a very long time ago, and the producer stated that it is meant to reveal the legend behind the great mystery of our age, why this magnificent structure, the Great Wall, came to be. And after several delays and after a now finalized cast, their movie is set to begin production extremely soon in the near future. So this news was announced amidst declarations from his former label, SM Entertainment, to take firm legal action against any parties that have any dealings with Lu Han. It was previously reported that the young star will be starring with high-flying Chinese actress Yang Mi in I Am a Witness, a Chinese remake of a Korean movie called Blind. So they've already filed lawsuits against Lu Han in Hong Kong and Shanghai courts. So they are taking the action from him, but it doesn't seem as if they're doing much to actually stop him from doing extremely well at this point. And Lu Han filed for a contract termination against SM Entertainment back in October of 2014, citing poor health as part of the reason for his departure, amongst a lot of other reasons, some of which that he is no doubt keeping to himself. So we'll never actually know the full story behind why he chose to leave SM Entertainment, but that is his business and not quite ours. If more comes up, I will update you, but for now, I guess you could look forward to this if you are a fan of EXO. The Great Wall is slated to begin production this month, here in March, and is stated to open in November of 2016. So it's still going to be a little while before we actually see this movie materialize, but it sounds like it could be exciting. But some people have expressed their doubts about this movie, The Great Wall. I heard one very sarcastic comment regarding this movie saying that, oh, this is probably just going to be another one of those movies where the Caucasian person ends up saving the day because Asians seem to unable to save themselves. And you know what? They might actually be right. After all, it is Hollywood. But moving on, though, a pretty good piece of news from Korea, from South Korea. The girl group known as Miss A, signed by JYP Entertainment, is officially making a comeback at the end of this month. So it's now been announced that they are making a comeback officially after the release of 3 teaser images that show them kind of in their matching clothing, laughing and having a fun time with all the bright lights set for a kind of a club environment. And they will be returning with a song and an album that is called Colors. The album and music video will be dropped on March 30th, which is also when they will have their showcase. And it has actually almost been 2 years since Miss A last made a comeback, so fans have been eagerly awaiting this. And as a bonus to all those dedicated fans, they have opened their very own fan cafe for all the fans to keep up with them and see what's hot with Miss A. So I personally am looking forward to this. I'm a big fan of Miss A, definitely one of my favorite girl groups. And it's kind of interesting, too, because Miss A is a multicultural group, or at least I should say it's a split group. 2 of the members are from China and 2 of the members are South Korean. So very interesting concept that they have going on here. I'm looking at the teaser images right now, actually, and it looks promising. Definitely. You'll want to keep an eye on this. I'll be eagerly awaiting this as well. And hopefully we'll be able to hear a good track from Miss A, because that means I'll be able to play it on the show for you at home listening to the radio as well. And that actually concludes this week's Asian Wave. Asian Wave 101 Asian Entertainment News for this week. So please do tune back in next week when we catch up on some newer headlines that'll be occurring very, very soon. But until then, yeah, that'll do it for this week's Asian entertainment news. Now, before we go any further, though, I kind of want to think about it. Let's just think about this for a second. The biggest way, or the main way, that a lot of people get into things such as Asian pop music and these Asian movies, the Asian pop culture in general, because it is very much a niche thing here in North America, a lot of the ways that people get into it are through kind of just discovering it online by themselves, or maybe they have friends that introduce stuff like this to them. And for me, at least, it was that some of my friends had shown me some Korean pop music, and I just really wasn't feeling it all that much because I preferred my hip-hop and my R&B. But the way I got into it was actually because I liked these two genres so much, hip-hop and R&B. How I got into it was by listening to music by people such as Jay Park, who is an R&B artist and also a hip-hop artist as well, and also Taeyang, who is a member of boy band Big Bang, who has several solo projects under his belt, and all of them are in the R&B genre. That's actually how I got into it. And from there, I got into Big Bang, which Taeyang, again, is a part of, and also a little bit of 2PM, which Jay Park used to be a part of. And then from then on in, it was just, you know, all these different groups, all these different songs, and I essentially had my phase with Korean pop music. So I thought today we'd just do something a little different. Now, I haven't actually prepared very many other songs for today, because that's just the amazing part of it. Sometimes people discover this whole new world like of pop music, of pop culture, just completely by coincidence. So today, you know, maybe we'll be able to pick out a few gems of a songs to actually play on the show. So I have these slips of paper that I use for the Asian Pop Amateurs segment, which we'll do another one soon. And today what I'm going to do is that, you know, they're organized into the three different piles. One of them is Mandarin, or just Chinese music. One of them is completely Korean, and the other one contains a mixture of both. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to take these slips out. I got the one with the mixed pile in front of me right now. I'm just going to mix these up a little bit, and I'm just going to toss these into a little baggie. You can hear the baggie through the microphone properly. Just going to shake this up a little bit, and we're just going to pick out a song, that one of the three songs that we're going to listen to today. And the first one I drew out, and let's take a look at this. Oh, Jess Lee, a Malaysian singer known as Jess Lee, Da Hua, or Burn, from her album Thank You, My Love. Now, I love Jess Lee because she is just an amazing singer. She doesn't need to do anything fancy on stage, and she just stands there and she just sings. She just got this angelic voice that is just so appealing, honestly, and just a good, really good music, really good song. A really good artist who can really just kind of capture your attention just by singing, you know? She doesn't need to do anything like that. So, anything fancy, I should say. So, I'm going to take this pile away now. I'm going to put that over there on the side. Now, I'm going to grab the other pile, which is completely in Korean. And I'm just going to remove this one real quick. Then I'm just going to, again, into the baggie, shake it up. So, I should mention, though, some of these songs you might have actually heard before. Some of them you might not have. I played a couple of these on the show before, for sure. Definitely, I have done that. But for some of them, I actually haven't. So, from the Korean pile, I have, ooh, Primary See-Through featuring Zion T and Gecko from Dynamic Duo. Now, some of you may remember me talking about him a lot. Primary is a very renowned hip-hop producer signed to Amoeba Culture in South Korea. And the key to his songs is that he's just such an amazing producer. He produces these amazing tracks, and he has always these amazing collaborations lined up with all these great artists. And he never actually performs them himself. So this particular song is performed by Zion T, who is an amazing R&B artist, one of the top-rated singers in South Korea right now, and Gecko, amazing rapper from the very popular hip-hop duo Dynamic Duo. So this will be interesting to see. See-Through featuring Zion T and Gecko off his 2012 album Primary and the Messengers. You'll want to look forward to this one. So moving the Korean pile off to the side now. And there we go. And now for the last pile, which is entirely just Mandarin music. And let's take a look here. Got this pile right here, all ready to go. Right back into the pile over there. Shake it up just a little bit, you know, like that Taylor Swift song, shake it off, just shake it off. Okay, bad joke. Again, bad joke. Okay, so let's take a look at this one now. Oh, Wang Li Hong, You and Me. One of my favorite Mandarin songs and one of my favorites by him. I've talked about Wang Li Hong so damn much, you don't honestly need me to say much more about it. It's one of his more cheery tracks. It's got a very contemporary R&B It's got a very contemporary R&B feel. And if I remember correctly, Wang Lihong's You and Me, this was the first song I ever played on the radio when I first started doing this show. This was 10 months ago when I first started doing Asian Wave 101. So this is a little bit of nostalgia for me and for anyone who's been tuned in since day one. Thank you all so much for your support. So I'm going to get a couple things set up and get a couple things cleaned up as well. But we'll be right back after the break with these three randomly selected songs. Stick around, guys.
Tired of winter's bitter cold weather? Join UBC's Free the Children as they welcome back spring with a huge concert, Equinox.
My soul is on fire.
On Friday, March 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Pit Pub, featuring live music from Labidos, Color the Wild, Collect Call, System Skyline, Colin Weeks with the Banana Boys, and a surprise DJ. This will surely be a night you don't want to miss. Friday, March 20th, 2015.
You've either been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry. No job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Is how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man, feeling bad. No, that's all that is.
All right, we are back here live on Asian Wave 101, coming to you live from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. Thank you all for sticking around. And as you remember, right before the break, we picked out these three random songs that we're just going to be playing today. Off the top, nothing else to it, just some good music and spontaneity, so maybe you could discover something interesting that you may not have heard before. So I figured may as well just play these in the order that I drew them out in. So the first one is going to be Jess Lee, and it's going to be called Da Huo, called Burn. It's another amazing track from her. She's definitely one of my favorite Mandarin singers of all time. So let's check it out, actually. And this one is called, again, it's called Da Huo by Jess Lee. Oh, sorry, give me a moment here. Just a couple things that need to be adjusted real quick. So actually, I'm going to play this off the laptop right now. If you'll just give me a moment here. Sorry. Spontaneous stuff like this, you're not always prepared for it, but at the same time, that's part of the fun as well, isn't it? So, let's take a look. Again, Burn by Jess Lee.
Oh, 却在那。 有人说我的微笑是暖的，心里却很难被感动恨恨。伤害谁难过，甚至会沮丧，一直没突破。沉重的壳，有些伤痕像场大火，把心烧焦难以复活。不碰了，好像忘了，恐惧却在脑海住着。把心烧焦难以复活，可是我想要忘了，恐惧如何把我上锁，期待阳光炽热，爱来的时刻能用力去拥抱着，多幸福就多快乐，不让未知成为负荷，投入的留下了太多宝贵的，都需要跋涉才可以获得，太多璀璨的，越隔着夜色，越光芒四射。
Okay, that was just one of the songs that we drew out of the hat. Sorry. Well, drew out of the bag, actually. Today, that was Jess Lee, also called Li Jiawei, from Malaysia, with an amazing song called Da Huo, or means burn. And it's actually a very melancholy song. I love that rock influence that she has, but it's a very sad song, actually. If you just listen to this lyrics right here, there's a wild storm that turns my tears into a frenzy. It tore away my hidden pains and leaves me naked. So it's got quite deep there. It's gotten quite, I guess you could say quite philosophical there as well. But the next song I'm going to play for you is something that's a little more upbeat. It's one of my favorite songs. We're playing this in order of how they were drawn out of the bag. And the next one is going to be by Primary. Again, it's called See Through, and it features Zion T and Gecko from Dynamic Duo. So this song, again, it's crazy. It's very upbeat. It's got a very funk vibe to it. So I'm not really sure how you can explain it. This is one of those songs where you can kind of just sit back and mellow out to. This is definitely a party song as well. And it's just good music. Primary, definitely one of my favorite producers now, favorite artists in general. Got all these amazing collaborations lined up. And, of course, great performers too. Zion T, Gecko, doesn't get that much better than that. So let's check it out now. See Through by Primary, performed by Zion T and Gecko.
Party time 아는 사람 없네 지루해 앉아있기만 해 Bartender 뭘 마셔야 해 그래 그걸로 줘 Cause it's red 음악 바뀌었네 없지
들어
맘에 들어
골랐어 그때 널 봤어 빨간 스컬 빨간 립스틱 That's a point That's a point 넌 저기 서서 거들고 있는 멍청한 여자들과는 달라 I see through you 넌 골든 보이지 않아
친구들에게 한 잔씩 쫙 돌려줘봐
hey, hey.
한도 초과
그냥 춤 좀 땡기다가
땡땡 거만은 마치 퇴근 시간에 뱅뱅 사거리 같아 완전 바그바그 그녀 근처에 와와와
이상한 기분이야 몸이 가벼운 건 취한 건 없냐 어제 누구야
궁금할 뿐이야 너무 괜찮은 걸 놓치면 후회할 거야
What?
Right, that was See Through by Primary featuring Zion T and Gecko from Dynamic Duo. In essence, it was a song admiring the ladies in a party environment. Amazing producer. Always love the music that comes from the indie scene in South Korea. And I am so happy right now listening to that song because I just remembered that Primary is finally making a comeback after almost 3 years. So, but anyway, without further ado, we're going to get into the last track that I have picked out of the bag for you. Some of you may not have heard this before because, again, this was the first song I ever played on the radio when I first started doing this show. 你和我 by Wang Lihong. Let's go. Okay, that was Wang Lihong, the last track picked out of the bag today with Ni He Wo, You and Me. Now, I feel like I should explain myself just a little bit to the people who may have tuned in a little later than when I actually got my start. I picked this song as the first song that I wanted to play on the radio because I love the opening line. If you listen to it, it was 亲爱的听众朋友,我是你的代班DJ, which just essentially means he's kind of playing the part of a radio host. He's kind of like, hello everyone, I'm your substitute DJ, how's it going, that type of thing. But, you know, for me, you got stuck with me permanently, so I'm no substitute DJ at all, but I thought it was a fun little gimmick at first to play the first song. But that actually wraps up the show for today, and as usual, don't forget, if you have a request for me, don't be afraid to send it to me, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news and you want to get a bit of a discussion going, send it to me, same email address, asianwave101@gmail.com. The last song I'm going to play you out with is by our Canadian artist of the week, Cry of Silence, a Vancouver-based rock band, and their song Running in Circles. Can't neglect our locals right here, man. So definitely you'll want to stick around for this last track. Coming up next, we have our weekly arts report. They're coming in to talk about some more interesting stuff from the local arts scene. That will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm Steve. Thank you again. I'll see you all next time.